Good morning on 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. Mike Levins here. It's Wednesday. That means we have Kathy Barnett joining us this morning as well. We are going to jump into the headlines, but of course you could call 610-539-TALK. That number, 610-539-8255. We've got something. I know it's early. I know it's 7 o'clock, but... Well, actually, technically, it's 7:07 now. But you got another 7 minutes there that you probably slept in before you went out this morning. I know I do that all the time, where I actually try to sleep in just a little bit longer so I don't have to get up too early. But we've got a story this morning. I don't know how to describe it. This just really broke yesterday, last night. Some major news networks are reporting it. Now this morning, Fox News has picked it up, and we're going to see more from there. But this comes from the Center for Medical Progress. It's called CMP. For the past year or two, they have been doing an undercover investigation into Planned Parenthood. Now, they have just released one video of what they say is the beginning of many to come, which is scary enough. Because if you have not heard about this, this is, I know it's early and I know that this is heavy, but this is, you can't ignore this one. It's quite appalling. Planned Parenthood apparently has a, as one of their senior directors, Deborah Nucatola, who met with some undercover CMP, the Center for Medical Progress, the entity which did this undercover investigation, met with two undercover CMP, I guess employees, for lack of a better term, who were posing as buyers of fetal body parts. And Dr. Nucatola went on to explain to the buyers how they could access different kinds of fetal body parts, such as liver, lungs, how the liver had become popular recently nowadays, how some people were requesting lungs and they hadn't requested lungs before, the heart, how she could use partial birth abortions, which are illegal, by the way. She could use partial birth abortions to extract different body parts of the fetus, quote-unquote, intact, so that they can be sold. How the price range for these parts is anywhere from $30 to $100 each. And if you go to CMP, so that's centerformedicalprogress.org, centerformedicalprogress.org, you will find this release, which was yesterday, and the title, which this video is on YouTube, is Planned Parenthood Uses Partial Birth Abortions to Sell Baby Parts. Now, that's just one part of this story. Because I'm looking at their website, Planned Parenthood's top doctor, praised by CEO, uses partial birth abortions to sell baby parts. And this is all recorded on video. They're sitting down with wine and salad in a nice restaurant, talking about transactions which are illegal.
Yes.
By the way, it is illegal underneath federal law to sell human body parts. It's a federal felony. And to sell aborted baby body parts is punishable by up to 10 years in prison or a fine of up to $500,000. So this just broke yesterday. And I have to be honest, I don't exactly know what entirely would be the best way to respond to this. Of course, we have you've got the knee-jerk reaction, of course. But what would God have us do as Christians responding to this? There is, of course, when we're talking about children, there is, of course, and this is a scripture verse that I want to go to this morning for our scripture of the day, but I'm going to it for a different reason than may appear. It's Matthew 18:6. And it says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones," talking about children, "those who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Now I'm not, that's not having the correlation that it would seem on the outset, okay? Because this verse is talking about something different. It's not talking about physically harming children. But I'll get to my point, what I'm trying to get to here. If I go on to verse 7, "Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble," this is a famous verse, "cut it off and throw it away. It's better to you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet thrown into the eternal fire." Now, I say that verse because our generations are being brought up with the idea that abortion is completely acceptable. And we're only learning the truth of what's really going on, because the correlation for me, biblically, is Molech. We're talking about worship of the god of Molech in the Old Testament, what they would do. And Molech was an idol. This was idol worship. God told the Israelites, "You shall have no other gods before me." This was idol worship. The Canaanites did this. There's a god called Molech, and the way that they would worship this god is they would actually take their firstborn babies. They would have this metal statue of the god Molech, which they would heat with fire till it was searing. And they literally would sacrifice their babies by putting it in the metal arms of the statue, and that's how they would perish. They would die, and they would sacrifice so that they would have fertile crops. Right. It all selfish. This Planned Parenthood story, to me, is a direct correlation to the worship of that god Molech. And we are seeing what a nation without God is like.
Yes, we are.
More and more.
We are getting a full frontal view of what it looks like to be an amoral society. You know, just make it up as we go. There are no absolutes. Almost every absolute is being questioned. You know, we've talked in times past. I mean, you don't even have to be black anymore in this culture, right? The absolutes of things, right? Gender is very fluid. Everything that we know to be true is being challenged, and they're doing so under the auspices that this is, that we are enlightened, that we are a brighter, a better, a stronger generation. But in fact, we're becoming increasingly more depraved, and we're seeing the light that is being that is shining and exposing so much great depravity that's going on. And even as you kind of read through the article and look at the video itself, I mean, but just reading through the article, you know, one may say, well, hey, you know what, this is just an isolated case. This isn't, you know, the overall concept behind Planned Parenthood. They do so much good in the various communities. Let's just give out the title here. This particular lady, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Deborah Nucatola. Yeah, Dr. Deborah
Nucatola. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Dr. Deborah Nucatola. She is Planned Parenthood Senior Director of Medical Services. So she is the Senior Director of Medical Services. In fact, I was just reading here as well that that the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood at the very highest level, Cecile Richards, has praised Nucatola's work to facilitate connections for fetal tissue collection. She said, "Oh God," Richard said in regards to Nucatola, support for fetal tissue collection at Planned Parenthood, "Great, she's amazing." So this is not something that's being done in a micro kind of corner of Planned Parenthood. This is truly the philosophy. Nucatola actually said that the national office, that Planned Parenthood national office, is concerned about their liability for the sale of fetal parts. And to what you said earlier, they're concerned because it's illegal. So she said, "At the national level, we have a litigation and law department, which just really doesn't want us to be the middle person for this issue right now, but I will tell you that behind closed doors, these conversations are happening with the affiliates, with the other Planned Parenthood. And this particular lady, her role is to not only perform these abortions, but to go from clinic to clinic, teaching the doctors how to abort. And it's just, you know, this is, it's just so debased. It's so evil. And she's munching on a salad as she's talking about this, you know, just no, it's just routine business. It's just doing business as usual.
The scariest thing about all this is that now everyone is getting all up in storms. That headline is shocking. Planned Parenthood sells baby body parts. It's shocking, but everyone is getting all up in arms now over this. That, to me, is the scary part, because we're more shocked. We'll justify abortion, but we're more shocked when we use those fetuses, which apparently are not living human beings, when we sell their body parts. People are shocked. That scares me, okay? That we have no problem when we justify abortions, but when we take those fetuses, which are not living, they're just human tissue, when we take them and sell their body parts on the market.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Robert Aitken, the publisher of the Pennsylvania Magazine, died this day, July 15th, 1802. During the colonial era, the Bible most used in America was the King's Authorized Version, printed on the King's official presses in England. But as the Revolutionary War interrupted trade with England, and since the Bible was used commonly in education, the Continental Congress in 1782 responded to the shortage by approving and recommending that Robert Aitken of Philadelphia print the first Bibles in America. They were to be a, quote, neat edition of the Holy Scriptures for the use of schools.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
The Pocket Testament League presents Pocket Power. Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. There's no easier way to share your faith than by giving someone a free gift, the Word of God in a compact, pocket-sized gospel.
I'm going back to nursing school in the fall, and I'm almost out of gospels. I've gotten out of the habit of giving them out. Time to get back to sowing God's seed. Thanks so much for what you do.
This is Mike Brickley, president of the Pocket Testament League. League members have found that any place is a good place to share a pocket gospel with someone they meet. Join us, and you'll always be ready. Is there anything more important?
I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I'll be giving the Gospels to dock workers who load and unload my truck, as well as to other drivers and truck stop employees, too.
What are you waiting for? Read, carry, and share the Gospel every day. For more information, call 1-800-636-8785 or visit pocketpower.org. That's pocketpower.org.
We have to strongly think about a nation, what we want to pass down to our generations with this story that's breaking here. You know, we have a choice. We really do. We don't have to let things continue the way that they have continued for years, ever since Roe v. Wade. Welcome to 1180 WFYL to New Day. Thanks for joining us, by the way, if you're listening. Mike Levin's here along with Kathy Barnett. It's Wednesday, and she's joining us on the mic today, and we've got a story that could be the biggest blow to Planned Parenthood and could be the death blow to Planned Parenthood. Let's see if a federal prosecutor decides to take this one up and take it out to as far as it could go, because this is not a low-level mistake or a low-level case where one local Planned Parenthood was going against the grain. This story comes from an undercover video obtained by the Center for Medical Progress that was done documenting the selling of aborted baby parts, which is illegal by Planned Parenthood. They were talking with the Senior Director of Medical Services for Planned Parenthood, Deborah Nucatola. Kathy, you so eloquently stated that she was praised by the CEO of Planned Parenthood as well.
As doing a great job for specifically collecting fetal tissue.
Precisely. And we have to strongly think about, what do we want to pass down to our children? I read this, our scripture of the day, Matthew 18:6. And this does not have the direct application it may appear to have, because it's not necessarily talking about physically harming children. But I'll read it here again. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Now, that's talking about causing a child to sin.
And so you're not, I mean, I love the application of where you're taking this right now, because you're not so much specifically talking about, unfortunately, the babies that are being aborted, but more so what we're handing down to the next generation, to my daughter, to my son, to the kids today, what we're handing down to them.
Here's my question to America. Do we want to hand down to our children how to sell fetal body parts?
Or just a complete disregard of human life?
Right, but that's a tough question that we have to address. Do we want to hand down to our children?
Because we're handing down a whole lot of, quote-unquote, my favorite word, foolishness already. And now we're adding to that. And the scary part about this is that this is what we know.
That's for Kathy's favorite word.
Hey, look at you.
That's Kathy's favorite word.
There it is. It's foolishness. You got to play that every time I say it. Oh, my God. Get ready, people. But, I mean, you know, a little levity to something that's very, you know, grotesque that we're talking about right now. But, you know, you have just made me lose my train of thought with that hand clapping. But it's so very unfortunate that this is what we're handing down to the next generation. It's this complete disregard for right and wrong. It's a complete disregard for absolutes. And I had a guest on my other show, Truth Exchange with Kathy Barnett, say to me, what happens if you extract gravity from this room right now? Gravity representing an absolute. Well, there's complete chaos and mayhem that goes on. And that's exactly what we're experiencing. We're in the throes of, you know, when you remove gravity, when you remove absolutes, we're just in complete chaos right now.
Well, and this is a very serious question that needs to be addressed. If you're listening, maybe you're in support of abortion, maybe you're pro-choice. But let's think about this question, though. Do we want to pass down to our children selling of how to sell fetal body parts? Because if you follow the logic for abortion, it's completely justified. Quite frankly, if we're pro-choice as a nation, I don't know why we have laws on the books that make it illegal to sell fetal body parts.
Because they're not real humans. They're just a blob of tissue.
Right. So I don't know why we even have that law on the books if we're a pro-choice nation.
Because liberalism is illogical. I mean, they never give up a bad idea.
Well, we have to acknowledge as a nation, do we want to pass this down to our children, the selling of fetal body parts? And again, the backlash to this is more concerning to me, because if you follow the logic for abortion, there's no one should have a problem with this. We should just be like Dr. Nucatola. Mm-hmm. We should just follow like Dr. Nucatola there, who's sitting there eating her salad, drinking her wine while she's talking about selling heart, lung, liver, tissue, how she's able not to crush any of it when she's removing the fetus.
It's so disturbing. She's sitting there and they're asking her, well, what is the, you know, do the prices vary depending on which part of the body you have? And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, there's a huge market for the head and for livers right now. So therefore, if I know what the demand is, she's saying to these people, if I know what the demand is, then I just won't crush that particular body part. I will start off low on the body, crushing the lower part of the body so that I can preserve whatever the high demand item is. And now these are words coming out of her mouth. These are not something that conservatives or Christians or Bible thumpers are putting out there. You can go just Google it at this particular point, and you can see all of the videos. I know that there are several videos.
Do we want to pass down the selling of fetal body parts to our children?
That's what it comes back down to.
Because, you know, that's the hardest question, because this story brings up all the worst in the abortion debate, because it's not just talking about abortion and how that would be grotesque, but now we're talking about what people are doing with aborted parts. And it's unavoidable, because when people talk about a fetus, they don't want to characterize it as a person, which of course is the center of the abortion debate, you know, whether a fetus is actually a person. And when you begin talking about that fetus having hands, feet, heart, lung, liver, it becomes very human, doesn't it? So this centers right at the core of the abortion issue. This story...
Is it just a blob of tissue and it doesn't matter? And if it doesn't matter, then to your point, why have laws prohibiting the sale of, you know, garbage?
And even more yet, why does this bother people? As callous...
Because we know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we know. We
know
Romans chapter 1. We know what the truth is. It's staring us right in the face. It's whether or not we're going to align ourselves with it.
There will be a time when the hearts of men grow cold. That is a scripture. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at Matthew 24:12, where that comes from. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. That was from Jesus.
It's a turning away. I mean, it's a dangerous thing to see a blatant wrong and then to willingly, with full knowledge, turn and stick your head in the sand or make up a reason why this particular one is not something you're going to protest so much.
Welcome to a nation without God, folks. Welcome to a nation without God. This is because I guarantee you people in the abortion debate would not have begun to think that Planned Parenthood would be doing something to this extent. I guarantee you, people who are pro-choice were not thinking in the back of their heads.
No, because we're all emotional, and it's all about me right now, and we're just obsessed with challenging every absolute.
But the truth is that if we let one part of evil begin to come into our society, it doesn't stop there. And that's where we get this verse, Matthew 24:12, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold.
And
the hearts of men,
right,
the
now.
Hearts of men are growing cold today. And it just is evidenced by this story. So we have to ask ourselves some tough questions as a nation, don't we? And this is something that...
And go back to your original question. Do we want to pass down to our children a culture of selling baby body parts?
Yeah,
is
selling
okay?
Fetal body parts. Is it? And are we? Is that something we want to pass down to our children?
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama takes questions this afternoon about the nuclear deal with Iran, with some members of Congress unconvinced it's a good deal.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has invited the Vice President, Joe Biden, to come up to brief the House Democratic Caucus. This is an important move to try to solidify as much support around this deal as is possible.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. All-Star Baseball, the American League wins home field advantage in this year's World Series, beating the National League 6-3 in Cincinnati.
Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels got things started for the American League with a first-inning home run and then became the first player to take the All-Star Game MVP award in back-to-back years.
It's just an incredible honor.
A crowd of over 43,000 at Great American Ballpark saw 57 players participate in this year's All-Star Game.
Will Clark with Fox News Radio affiliate WHAS. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Our daily lives are a series of choices. Each day, we choose how we will spend our time, our treasure, and our talents. Rather than spending, wouldn't it be better to invest our time, talents, and resources?
These choices will never earn our way into heaven, but our day-to-day choices can have a significant and long-lasting impact on our lives, our families, our churches, and the advancement of His kingdom. I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. It is our company goal to serve others by using our gifts and talents every day to help you be a wise steward of God's provision.
If you need discernment with your retirement and inheritance planning, call MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999, on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in eighth grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Well, the Iran nuclear deal is the other headline in the news today. And might I just address again how we're talking about our issues that we face? Kathy's doing her dance, by the way. It's a music play. She always does the dance to the music. But you can call in, by the way, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. Let your voice be heard this morning. It's wonderful to have you with us. Mike Levins and Kathy Barnett here. It is Wednesday. And might I remind you that we've talked about all these headlines in a... especially with Planned Parenthood. We were just talking about that. The one answer for our nation, always and forever will be Jesus Christ. Sound like a broken record, but it's a broken record. It's a broken record that I wouldn't mind listening to myself, that the answer is the gospel. The answer is always the gospel. It always will be the gospel. Doesn't matter what issue it is, doesn't matter what headline it is, and quite frankly, we need to be praying for our nation. What do we need to do? We need to be praying for our nation. We need to also realize and admit, as Christians and those of us who may be opposed to what's happening, whether it's the Iran deal, whether it's Planned Parenthood, that doctors like Deborah Nicotola, who may be at the crux of things like this, that we would consider absolutely evil in every sense of the word, that there is room for them at the cross as well, that Jesus invites them, and that Jesus has his arms extended to anyone who would turn to him. We have to be willing to admit that too. That someone like a Dr. Deborah Nucatolo, who's at the center of this Planned Parenthood headline, that she can most certainly accept Christ as well. And as we all who are Christians have done, turn from our evil ways, and that at the end of the day, we have to be willing to admit this too. We're really no better than her. Now that, we're getting at the real core of the gospel there. We are all...
I don't know about all that.
Well, I know what you're saying.
I also think that there is a hell so hot for those that Jesus said it would be better for you to put a cinder blocks across your neck.
Right, causing
yourself.
Causing a child to sin,
cause another to sin. So there has to be a hell so hot.
Specifically
for those,
children. Specifically child to sin.
You know, I mean, like even these pastors that are coming now saying, well, you know, God loves love, and you know, the Bible is not, you know, definitive, and it's not absolute, and they're leading a whole generation of people to hell.
And scripture says leaders are going to be held twice as
accountable.
Yes,
exactly. So I have to also say that there is a hell so hot. But now I do agree to you with you that if it was not for the grace of God, I would be just as insane and doing, you know, and was doing a lot of crazy stuff prior to God coming into my life at 19. But it's by the grace of God, right? That some things we could have done, we did not end up doing, because if my mindset had met up with an opportunity, who knows,
right,
you know, what kind of foolishness all of us would have found ourselves in. But it's just by the grace of God that certain things he has withheld for us. And I get emotional just thinking about just the grace of God, right? Just the grace of God. So to that extent, I completely agree with you, but I know there's a hell so hot for some of these.
And in a polarized world that we live in, you know, both of those things are true. God has immense grace, but there's also a hell so hot.
He is a God
there
of
really
wrath
is.
As well.
And that's the, in a polarized world where it's either one or the other, really both of those things are true.
Yes.
They really are true. And that's what makes God so great. That he, not only does he have justice for evil, but he also has grace.
He has grace and
mercy
and compassion, right? And
so
all of it is without sin.
Sure. And we have to remember that also goes for people who support this, or even those at Planned Parenthood, like a Deborah Nucatolo. We need to be praying for them. We need to be praying for our nation, of course. But there is also justice for evil. That doesn't mean that there may be grace, but that doesn't mean that the consequences go away either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I completely agree with that, right? And if you're one of those people who just like, oh, you know, I'm just going to sit on the sidelines, well, you're complicit as well. If you see an evil and you stick your head into your couch to find your remote control and flip the channel, you're just as, I mean, like, you might as well have the scaffold yourself and be performing some of these things.
If you're not for me, you're against me.
Yeah. You know,
remember,
I mean,
what Jesus said.
And even with that, because I also understand, you know, I mean, every time we turn around from one side to the other, we're just being buffeted back and forth. Before we can even process one foolishness thing happening, you better not play those hand claps. before we see one thing, before we can fully process one horrific event in the news, you know, two more is coming down the pipeline, and it's a barrage. And I completely get, because I feel it as well, I feel despair sometimes. I feel like we're being ran over with a steamroller. And what can a little old person like me do? And let me just assure you, one of the things that I've taken great comfort in is that I don't need to know a plan of action right now. I just need to make sure that my heart is in a position to where God can speak to me, that I can get angry, a righteous anger over the stuff that is happening all around us. That's all you need to be concerned with. You don't need to go and try, get your pen and paper. Okay, let me make a to-do list of the top 10 things I'm going to do. Don't even worry about that, because God will create an opportunity. He tells us that in Revelations chapter 3, that I'm the one that opens up doors of opportunities for us to get engaged and to do what it is that he's called us to do. We don't need to create it. We don't need to be concerned about it. You don't need to be overwhelmed about, okay, now I know this. Now what am I supposed to do with this? All you have to do is allow yourself to feel broken or to feel what God feels when he sees these things. Don't turn away. Don't numb it down. Don't be entertained to death. But allow yourself to just truly sit and look at this craziness that's going on and allow your heart to be broken for a moment. And God can use that. He will create the opportunity. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Don't feel overwhelmed by it. Don't tune us out. But allow yourself to be broken. Allow yourself to pause long enough to really consider what is happening and what we're handing down. I love Edmund Burke's quote. The only thing that it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. So stop doing nothing.
And of course, you know, when we're talking about the abortion issue, some people may sit there and go, well, what do you mean the abortion? How is that sin? How is that wrong? Well, quite frankly, we're looking at it as murder. That's what we're looking at it as from a Christian perspective, because as Christians, biblically, there are plenty of scriptures that talk about how life in the womb is present. It's not just tissue, but there's actually life in the womb. Of course, the famous scripture that talks about, I knit you in your mother's womb, and we have that. But we also have different instances in scripture where there is evidence. I mean, we talk about Jacob and Esau when they were born. Jacob was grabbing Esau's heel when they were born, and that's how he was named. You know, there is some suggestion that life is present in the womb, and that's biblical. So that's how we come to it as sin, to explain for those who don't know.
Yeah, and if you're a woman and you've had the wonderful opportunity to carry a pregnancy, whether to full term or not, you know the difference. You know no mother who is intending to carry her child all the way through refers to it as a blob of tissue, a non-issue, a moot point. We talked to our babies. We read to our babies. We already had their names even before we found out. If it's a girl, this. If it's a boy, we didn't even know. But it's a person, and we recognize that it's a person, right? We do not subscribe that to any other animal on the planet. I mean, you know, if a cow is pregnant, then we know if we say, you know, she's going to have a calf. But only with the human race do we say, well, we don't know if it's human until the mother decides she's going to keep it, until the mother decides I'm going to, you know, assign some value. And if the mother assigns value to that child, to that blob of tissue, well, now it moves from just being, you know, a blob of cells to a human life. I mean, only in the human existence do we say it doesn't have value. That life doesn't have value. And we're not going to call it a life, real life, until the mother decides she wants to keep it.
When that life value is not given by the mother.
It's not.
It's given by God.
Yes.
I mean, we could get real patriotic with this thing here. We could get into the whole that our rights are not bestowed by other men, but they're endowed by our Creator.
By our Creator, yes, right? But that's the illogic of liberals. I mean, it's just, and progressives. I mean, it's just, it makes absolutely no sense. So when does that life become
and
life?
And maybe you're listening here and you're feeling guilty about this story and this really is bothering you. Maybe you're listening and you completely disagree with us and you're actually pro-choice. Maybe you could call in at 610-539-TALK. Let your voice be heard this morning. 610-539-8255. We'll take your calls. And, yeah, maybe you disagree with us and you want to call in and tell us and of course, talk about it. But let's go ahead and what we're going to do, though, is maybe you're feeling convicted, maybe you're feeling guilty about this with this whole story and you're thinking about, you're listening, and maybe you're pro-choice or something like that. You know, there's always grace for everyone. There's grace for you if you're feeling convicted about this, if you're feeling like, oh, maybe this is wrong with this story.
It's a good thing if you feel convicted.
It's a good thing, and there's grace. There's grace for you. We're not. If you think that we're sitting here pointing the finger trying to bash you and throw you up against the corner, then don't you do that. Don't you shame yourself out of this now, okay? I'm talking to you now. Don't you shame yourself out of this now. There's grace for all of us, okay? We are just as guilty of sin, meaning myself and Kathy, as anyone else in this world, doesn't matter exactly what it is, that's biblical as well. All sin is seen as equal before God, okay? And don't you think that you are too gone, that you are just ashamed, or that we're sitting here pointing the finger at you. We're not doing that. We're just saying that there's grace for everyone, that this is something that is wrong, and that, you know what? It's okay to say that.
Of the four wars in my lifetime, none came about because the U.S. was too strong. A quote from Ronald Reagan.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. Earlier this year, I had the pleasure and honor of meeting Melissa Klein and her husband, Aaron, a wonderful Christian couple with five children who started a small bakery in their home state of Oregon. They came under prosecution from the state after they chose not to create a wedding cake for a same-sex couple, saying to do so would violate their conscience and their faith. Well, just last week, the state issued its verdict, ordering the couple to pay $135,000 in fines. In addition, the judge placed a gag order on the couple, prohibiting them from speaking about the case to anyone or making any statements as to why they chose not to participate in the same-sex wedding ceremony. Friends, liberty is under siege in America. Please pray for our efforts to defend religious liberty and for the Klein family that is facing such a ruinous court ruling. For more information on defending religious liberty, go to our website at pafamily.org.
In anticipation of troubled times, the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to be courageous, bold, and unswerving in his belief of God. He said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you listen to the news of the day, you may well be fearful of all types of things, known and unknown. But God has given us the victorious power, His Holy Spirit to communicate the truth, and the spirit of confidence and faith. We should not sit back nor cower. Instead, we must press on for the truth. We must declare our relationship with Jesus Christ and the transforming power of the gospel. As Paul said, "Because of what God has done for us, don't be ashamed of being called a Christian. Wear the name of Christian with humility, grace, and power." I'm Sam Rohr saying, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Let us stand for Christ and with Christ no matter the cost.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Talk, the number to call, 610-539-TALK. You're listening to It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL, with Mike Levins and Kathy Barnett on this Wednesday morning. Thank you for joining us. Let your voice be heard this morning by calling that talk line. And we're going to talk about how Iran hit it big with this deal, baby. I'm talking about they got everything they could have possibly wanted.
Yes, to their heart's content.
Talked about this a little bit yesterday. We're going to talk about it a little bit with Kathy, though, because she wanted to drill into this like there's no tomorrow. So we're going to party like it's 1999 here in 1180 WFYL and tell you all about this nuclear deal.
Yes.
How much of a deal Iran got and how much we are left out to dry. I could start on a couple of different things. First of all, President Obama has not released the deal, even though Iran has released it and
Iran
it's been translated.
Has released it, but Obama.
I'm looking at it right now, the Washington Post. President Obama still won't release it though, so I don't know.
Yes,
maybe
exactly.
He's got a different one hiding somewhere in the Oval Office.
No, it's the monarch complex that he has right now. He thinks he's in absolute control. And why wouldn't he think that? He just got awesome deal with the new trade agreement that literally gives the majority of the power to him with his pen and telephone to engage us in whatever kinds of deals internationally that he sees fit, bypassing all of the normal rules. So, and he did that with very little of a quibble because we were too busy looking at, you know, do we have the Confederate flag or not? You know, we're sleeping at the will. And this man, I mean, why wouldn't he feel like a king? I mean, he can pretty much, and he told us several years ago, all I need is my phone and my pen, and I will get what I want to get. And no one has really risen to the challenge.
I'm waiting to when, because remember when he first got elected, he started calling all of his different cabinet members, I guess, czars. We had the czar of this, the czar of that.
Yes,
you know, when is he going to call himself czar? You know, because remember what a czar is. A czar is basically a king, at least in Russia. That's what a czar is. You know, car czar. Mm-hmm. Or remember those were the big things back then, you know. And it was kind of like, what? Or we could, I mean, let's be honest.
This
Obama's a dictator.
I mean, he's, he definitely, I don't know how many people today will argue the fact that he is very much for a champion of socialism, a redistribution of wealth and resources. And as Stalin once said, the ultimate goal of socialism is communism. So absolute.
Just communism dressed
up. Control. Yes, exactly.
It sounds nicer.
I mean, like, you generally can't go directly, you know, from point A to point B, from a republic democracy to communism. But you could take some side steps, some side roles. And socialism is one of those particular side role that ultimately lead to complete domination. And we just don't get it because, again, we're so entertained. You know, I mean, I'm on social media. I just see people saying, oh, my, you know, like the new season of my favorite show is on.
Honestly, for the person who doesn't know better, I think socialism was some kind of like, I don't know, some kind of party or something. I mean, honestly, if you had no idea what socialism was, I hope that people know what socialism is.
No.
But you're right. There are a lot of people who have no idea. So
we have no idea what any of it means, right? We're just going along with the flow because he's very charismatic. He's black. You know, he promised a lot of change. And we took him up on that, not really knowing what those changes were, although there were enough clues to give us a very clear idea of what he meant by change. But, you know, getting back to this Iran deal, it is, again, foolishness. It is so crazy. It makes absolutely no sense at all. Do not press that button.
See, every time you say that now, you're actually going to be more afraid of me doing the applause button.
Whatever. I am not. Look, that word is so comprehensive. It is so fitting. I mean, in one swoop, I just categorize it all. I can label it all. That's foolishness. I don't want to be bothered with that.
Again, we're going to have like some kind of plaque for Kathy here at the station at some point. It's going to be foolishness in big
goodness.
Capital letters.
Let me tell you about this deal, though. I mean, Ted Cruz, presidential candidate, said it best when he called it, you know, right off the deal, Iran gets a signing bonus. And we're looking at that signing bonus being somewhere at the high end, I've heard, or I'm seeing being reported, is $100 billion. Because almost immediately upon implementation day, they're saying immediately upon implementation day, which can be the first half of next year, which is right around the corner now, less than six months out now, we can have implementation day, which at that point, we will lift all UN sanctions and U.S. sanctions. We will unfreeze about $100 billion in assets. So immediately they have access to over $100 billion of resources, assets that have been frozen because they were linked and still are linked to this day to funding terrorism. And yet we're going to give them access to $100 billion. They're going to be able to immediately begin to start trading in oil, producing in mass amounts and selling it. So $100 billion plus. So we're giving them right off the bat without absolutely no. I mean, like, they have shown no change of heart. Israel is still not recognized in their charter as a viable anything. They are still chanting, as of the last report I saw, March 21st, the Iran supreme leader, Ayatollah, led a chant of death to America. Death to America, and that was this year in March.
We need a segment of the show where it says the quote of the day from the Ayatollah. We need the daily wisdom from the Ayatollah. I think we could get that somehow. We may get that rolling for you guys. So that we could all be enlightened.
So that we can just understand.
Oh, sure.
Wake up, the Word of God says, from your slumber. Stop sleeping.
Oh, see, I thought understand his point of view. I thought that's where you were going with it. Oh, yeah, we need to understand his point of view, I think.
Death to America.
You know? Oh, yeah. Why would someone say that? We need to think about that.
This man has been very, very clear, and I am a firm believer. Once someone shows you who they are, you need to believe them. You need to believe. And these particular people in the Middle East with the Islamic mentality, they have proven time and time again that they are true believers. They really believe what they are saying, and they're willing to go to extreme extents in order to bring about what it is that they believe their God is telling them. And I thought it was interesting, on April 3rd of this year, the Ayatollah called Obama a liar. And then in May, he came out and said the battle and jihad are endless because evil continue to exist. The battle will end only when the society can get rid of the oppressor with America at the head of it. So we are the, and that's the reason why they call us the great Satan, America. We're still the great Satan. With this deal, we give them everything they've ever wanted. And what do we get in return other than Obama gets something for his legacy is the only thing he's really talked about.
Oh, and I'm sick of hearing about his legacy and his
legacy
agenda. I'm about fed up with, because since when is being president been about the president himself, and that's it?
Well, it has always been about him and how he feels. He's so arrogant. I can't even stand to hear his voice.
Just to let you know how ridiculous this deal is, I'm looking at it. You could find it at the Washington Post, by the way. They have the full text of the Iran nuclear deal. And I'm looking at section or chapter? I don't know what it's called. B8, Iraq Heavy Water Reprocessing. Literally, I'm looking, and there's 159 pages in this monstrosity. I'm at page 8, and I am finding, literally, this deal calls for a redesign and rebuilding of a modernized heavy water research reactor. Literally, it calls for rebuilding a modernized heavy water research reactor. Apparently agreed on a conceptual design, but to expand their program. They're going to build additional things. That's sanctioned by this deal, to let you kind of know how ridiculous this is. That's page 8. There's much more. There's much more to the deal.
It's sad. It's a sad world we're living in.
Well, and everyone knows Iran wants a nuke. Everyone knows that Iran wants a nuke.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Have you checked out our podcasts on our WFYL homepage? Did you know you could stream us anytime, night or day, 24/7? At 1180WFYL.com. If you like what you hear on WFYL, please email us at info@1180WFYL.com to let us know.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township,
this is AM 1180.
AM 1180. WFYL, King of Prussia, Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Donald is the leader. Trump tops yet another presidential poll. First in the new USA Today Suffolk survey of likely Republican voters. He gets 17%. Jeb Bush second, Scott Walker third.
I will tell you, from Hillary's standpoint, the one person she doesn't want running against her is Donald Trump.
However, that same poll shows among all voters, Trump does worse than any of the Republicans head-to-head against the Democratic frontrunner. Clinton leads him 51-34%. Of course, Trump getting a lot of criticism over and some support over his views on illegal immigrants. President Obama will defend that nuclear deal with Iran and take questions about it later today. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
The president will continue to sell the agreement during a news conference today at the White House. Yesterday, he said it would be a mistake to walk away from the deal and called on the Republican-led Congress to approve it.
My administration stands ready to provide extensive briefings on how this will move forward.
Lawmakers have 60 days to review the agreement. House Speaker John Boehner.
If, in fact, it's as bad a deal as I think it is at this moment, we'll do everything we can to stop it.
The president has said he'll veto any legislation blocking the agreement. Dave.
Rachel, there's fear of more flooding in eastern Kentucky as crews go back out to look for six people still unaccounted for in the flash floods that killed two others and swept up and destroyed homes, more than 100 of them. Jurors in Colorado will start deliberating James Holmes' fate the day after his attorney asked them
to do good. Be strong.
Which to him.
And do the right thing.
Which to him would be this verdict.
He's not guilty by reason of insanity.
But prosecutors say Holmes knew right from wrong and was a cold, calculating killer and should be convicted of mass murder for his movie theater shooting spree 3 years ago that left 12 people dead and more than 70 injured. This winter's record snow in Boston is finally gone. A giant 75-foot dirty pile of it built by plows full of garbage at last has melted. It only took until mid-July. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When I would binge, I would feel completely out of control. I would eat so much during my binges. After a binge, I would feel so bad about myself. Hi, I'm Sunny C. Gold. I'm a magazine writer and editor. I was diagnosed with binge eating disorder. My advice to someone suffering is to just get help. There is hope. If you're an adult who's binged at least weekly for 3 months, learn all of the symptoms at BingeEatingDisorder.com. Then talk with your doctor.
Sponsored by Shire.
70 years after World War II ended, another Nazi convicted in Germany. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen is on the case live from our European Bureau.
Dave, Oscar Gröning has become known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz. His job was to count money taken from Jews as they arrived at the death camp. Today, the 94-year-old was found guilty of being an accessory to the murder of at least 300,000 people, and he's been jailed for 4 years. An attorney representing Auschwitz survivors at the case saying his clients welcome the verdict.
For their whole life, they have been waiting for the German justice system to come forward with a decision like this.
During his trial, Gröning said he was very sorry for his time at the camp. Dave.
Simon, Greece's parliament considers whether or not to accept that European bailout today. There are a lot of questions about the higher taxes and spending cuts that are part of that deal. An alternative would be possible collapse and an exit from the euro currency. In North Carolina, there's been some fear about going into the ocean after a string of shark attacks lately. But in Massachusetts, there was no fear of the shark that came out of the water.
Instead of a great white on the attack, off the New England coast, a shark got stranded as the tide went out on a Cape Cod beach. The 7-foot great white, quickly surrounded by beachgoers, who helped rescue it, using buckets of water to splash it until the harbor master could attach a line and pull it back to open waters, a state scientist tagging it. And now they have quite a fish story in Chatham. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
A trout is the fear of the National League. Mike Trout was, again, the MVP of the All-Star game for the second straight year. He led the American League past the NL 6-3 last night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Our daily lives are a series of choices. Each day, we choose how we will spend our time, our treasure, and our talents. Rather than spending, wouldn't it be better to invest our time, talents, and resources?
These choices will never earn our way into heaven, but our day-to-day choices can have a significant and long-lasting impact on our lives, our families, our churches, and the advancement of His kingdom. I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. It is our company goal to serve others by using our gifts and talents every day to help you be a wise steward of God's provision.
If you need discernment with your retirement and inheritance planning, call MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999 on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.